Let's start a Liberty County School Board regular meeting Tuesday, March the 12th, 2024, 5:30 p.m. come to order. Next is prayer pledge led by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Flower.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here tonight. Thank you, God, for the opportunity for leadership. God, we pray for wisdom and discernment for our board, for our parents, for our staff, God, for our homes, God. We pray, Lord, that we'd be led of you tonight. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to take care of this business for the month. Lord, we thank you for all the good things going on in school district, Father. We pray, God, that our kids and parents will have a safe spring break next week, Father, and pray they'd have, and the staff would be a good time of relaxation and rest. And Father, we just pray you bless our time in fellowship tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item two, recognition. I don't think we have any. Next item three, public comment. I don't think we have any. Moving right along to item four, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a few items tonight, not many. Number one, y'all have heard already, I sent out an email and sent out a parent square about our $985,000 appropriation request that was granted in the state budget. Very tickled about that. That's a big deal. There was some other things in other counties that got asked for and they did not get funded. So we were very blessed to do that. I want to thank publicly on the record Jason Schoaf, Senator Corey Simon. If they don't attach out, you know, bills to it, get a bill number, it doesn't happen. But they did it. They got that took care of. I want to also say Patrick Bell, our lobbyist, was very instrumental. Initially, we were in the Senate, not in the House yet, but there was Patrick was working it the whole time and said that will be corrected during committee time. And just like he said, it happened just like that. And then that was assigned the bill number. So it worked out really, really good. But also want to thank y'all for allowing us to pursue that. We've been talking about it for a long time, dating back to my time on the board. And this would be the funds. You know, there's a scripture that says, you know, man ain't very wise if he starts building a house and don't have enough money to finish it, you know. And so we want to be wise in finishing this, even though we've had some funds come in for different things that we put a little bit of money in it. You know, back in the fall, we put some metal and some new wood and some doors and stuff like that to try to secure it. We this right here will finish it, so we're excited about that. So in saying that, Kevin and I met with Culpepper last Friday over at the high school. Met with the leadership, met with Coach Tranquil. We invited Mason Kiever, who's the Bulldog Club president. We want to keep a really open line of communication. You know, sometimes just playing a little offense on making sure that we're all on the same page keeps sometimes the rumors that, you know, down to a minimum. You're not going to always stop that. But we want good information, accurate information to go out on what we're doing, time frames of doing that. Right now, electricity is almost the number one priority. We do have water already there. Didn't realize how good a service we had till they dug down and found it. And so that water is there, but you got to have water and electricity, you know, really move forward on something like that. And that electricity is a really big budget. I shared a little bit with Boo prior to the meeting just how much. I mean, it's well over $100,000 plus, and it just has to be done. So a lot of all that will obviously be underground. So we want to try to move forward with that. And so, you know, right now we could possibly cover some of that with New Market Tax Credit money that we have until we can get reimbursed for some of that. We'll talk about budgets to make sure we don't overextend ourselves or we don't take anything away that's needed here, because this is obviously a luxury, not a necessity right this second. We want to make sure we get it done, but we don't want to rob Peter to pay Paul, so to speak. Softball field house construction has continued. There's a pretty good little break before the next home game. I was out there this morning. I went back this afternoon. They poured concrete today. There's concrete all behind the backstop. They've raised, everything's being raised up. That's part of what we're trying to use some of the extra money for to help out with flooding. And hopefully long-term the field will get raised up as well. They've got some drains in there. They've worked on the inside. They've got the floor coatings first round, and the guy was working on that when I left a while ago. So I hope to have some wood and metal later this week. The guy who's doing the inside ceiling will be doing the outside metal as well. So excited about how that's coming together. It looks really, really good. Number four, there will be a representative from Governor DeSantis' office, Eric Dellenbach, will be at City Hall tomorrow at 10 a.m. If you would like to stop by, this is we've been invited to be a part of, it's called Liberty County Faith and Community Leaders Meeting. I'm not exactly sure what all they'll do, but I've been invited, so I want to be a part of that. Anything with the governor's office, I feel like we need to be there. So I'll be there at City Hall tomorrow at 10. Clerk Stanley, Daniel and Hannah both, and I will be headed to the DEP. I thought this was last week, and it's actually tomorrow. If you remember, we just, the county, or to a private landowner in Liberty County, just sold about, I think, either 13,000 acres, or it was a big...
I thought it was 15.
It might have been more, it might have been closer to that. Anyway, when that money comes off, and we've had these discussions so much, but when that money comes out, I mean, when that land comes off the tax roll and the state takes it over, well, what does it do to our tax base? Well, it lowers it. So Daniel has been very instrumental in us getting some PILT money, payment in lieu of taxes, is what PILT stands for. We get PILT money for the federal land, the Apalachicola National Forest. We also can get state PILT money. So Melanie and Daniel and I and the clerk's office and Marie Goodman, we got to looking, and they had not paid us state PILT money. So we got, I mean, I don't even know if you remember how much we got. I'm putting you on the spot. It might have been $70,000, $80,000. It was a lot of money, and we wouldn't have got it. This land sale caused us to start asking. So when they take money and they start doing this, it all goes through DEP. So what we're going to do is, on this new plot that's now been taken off the roll, what's the state's obligation for us? FWC manage it, or if they're going to make it management area, if they're going to make it whatever kind of recreation, make it that, and they charge admission, they charge some kind of quota fees or all that. What's the cut for us since it's been taken off the tax roll? It may not seem like a whole lot per year, but it adds up because we don't get those tax dollars. So that's our meeting tomorrow. We'll be at the Commonwealth Building there at 4 o'clock tomorrow in Tallahassee. Spring break next week. Looking forward to everybody having some time off, and hope everybody has a safe week. April 29th, which is Good Friday, the Friday before Easter. Kids are out of school, but we do have a professional development day, and Mandy sent out some emails communicating with principals, making sure that there's some good PD days for them. We try to get enough of those in where teachers who are trying to get points for their certification can get those in during the regular school day, and don't have to do that outside the school day. And lastly, I know she's not here, but I want to congratulate Miss Jody on her new son-in-law. And I saw pictures of their wedding, and she. I put a picture on my Monday message. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a precious, precious picture. So, Jody, congratulations on your daughter's nuptials. So, Mr. Chair, that's all I got.
Thank you,
buddy. All right, moving right along to item five. Need a motion to approve additions and corrections to send item 8B and C. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Singletary.
Flowers.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve to add emergency item 10A and B. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion Singletary, second.
Aye.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item six, need a motion to approve the agenda for March 12th, 2024. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second. Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item seven, need a motion to approve February 13th, 2024 regular meeting minutes. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item eight, need a motion to approve the following February 2024 financial report and transactions, principal report, financial statements. I don't think we had any budget amendments. Bill and payroll. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve March 2024 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item six, need a motion to approve March 2024 update sublist with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve March 2024 update supplement list. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item nine, item A, need a motion to approve superintendent travel expenditures in the amount of $723 for attendance to the FADS 2024 Spring Leadership Conference in Orlando, Florida, April the 3rd through the 5th. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve memorandum of understanding between Disc Village Incorporated and Liberty County School Board for the implementation of prevention programming services for the 23-24 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second. Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve idea Part B, K-12 entitlement FDOE project award notification for program period of 7/1 through 2023 through the 6th to 30th of 2024. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve updated Liberty County School District organizational chart. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion?
Yeah, when this is printed, does everybody get a copy of this, or is it placed out there, Mr. Betty, or all the teachers, all the staff, or on this organizational chart once it's passed, does everybody get a copy?
I think we changed some of the finance, was that where it changed? I know we sent it out at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and for new teachers too, we'll create their welcome packet, organizational packet binder. We put that in there too, so they have that.
And this also be on the web.
It's not in the employee handbook. It could possibly.
Well, I mean, it includes who you're under and everything. I just wonder because some of them said they had never seen one, and I don't know if that's the truth or not.
Yeah.
So everybody in the school system, pretty much administrators, teachers, they're going to get a copy of this, or can get one off the website.
Absolutely,
look
yeah.
at it.
Yeah,
okay.
You just sent it out an email district wide, so the only reason you wouldn't get it would be because you don't have an email. That'd be only my bus drivers.
Or. Your mechanics or janitors?
My mechanics has it, most of janitors. Just a few don't have it, bus drivers. There's people that don't work at the schools.
Okay.
We make sure they get it.
Yeah.
Right, thank you.
Yep.
Need a motion to accept public testimony and review policy 5630, corporal punishment and use of reasonable force and restraints. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. This time we're opening up for public comment. Anybody like to comment on it?
Mr. Chair, may I address this since we have no public comment? If you want to make changes to this policy, then we would need to go through the rulemaking process where we brought that back to you. If the board wants to maintain the corporal punishment policy as written, I recommend that you take action and readopt it tonight.
We're spilling the board.
I'd like to readopt it. Yeah. I think we've got a good policy, sir.
Anybody see anything they think we might need to say?
Your thoughts on that, Mr. Superintendent?
I put it out there to be readopted and approve it as previously put in policy.
Thank you.
At this time, we have a motion to readopt it.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 10, emergency item, item A. Need a motion to approve letter of agreement between Power Buying Group and the Liberty County School District for the 24-25 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve the 2024-25 annual FSBA renewal dues to be effective the 7th, the 1st, the 24th, through the 6th, the 30th, the 25th. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second. Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 11, board policy item. We don't have any. Next, board member item. Mr. Flowers.
Just one quick thing. I know finally got us a pickup truck over here, but have we ordered? It needs a muffler.
It sounds good, James.
I'm not sure. Tommy and Joe about checking with Sermons about seeing if they put it on the lid and put one on for us, but I cannot answer that. I know we have discussed it.
But we are.
Yes, we are working on it.
Okay.
I thought it had glass packs on it, then we got up under there and realized no, it just don't have them. It needs that. So, yeah. But we paid $1,500.
Yeah, I think we'll.
Good little truck. We will. Yeah.
Because it does. It's good looking truck
it drives good.
Drives that. I mean, other than the muffler, I don't think you can beat it.
Yeah, it was good. I think it was a good purchase.
Yeah.
Can't hardly buy a used four-wheeler for $1,500.
Put it out there on the market, you probably paid a lot more.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I got. I hope everybody enjoyed their spring break, comes back safe, gets after it after that.
Miss Joe, do you like to say anything?
Can't.
Okay. I'm good. Mr. Singletary, I know you got something to say.
I'm good.
What? Mr. Moore.
I'm just going to ask Kevin, how are we looking? We still looking good on lawnmowers and all, because the grass and everything's fitting.
Once
no problem.
Once we got the bugs broke out, we had to change belts and blades, but other than that, general upkeep, we ain't had them tear up, nothing. Just a little tender loving care right to start with. Nobody's fault,
I just want to make everybody understand spring break is a time to spend, safely and with your friends and family. Hope everybody can return safely and be ready to finish the school year out.
Yeah.
That's all I got. All right.
Next, our 13, closing comments. I don't think we got any. I'm sorry.
I just have a quick
Didn't see you down there.
If anybody wants to do a live 4-hour ethics sunshine training, I am doing one with another attorney on April 11th, which is a Thursday at 10 a.m. At the Veterans Memorial Civic Center. The Board of County Commissioners wanted to get a live training this year. In fact, our insurer will be kind of putting in a few HR items, I think, into the training. We're going to co-teach with the FACT attorney, but if you want to come, let me know in the next couple days because we're going to have lunch, and so I'll order lunch for you.
What time was that on the 11th?
It starts at 10.
That's what we're eating.
10 a.m.
Yeah. Will you send us a reminder?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll send it in a couple days and then.
Then we can just respond back.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I'll do that. What? It's a Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. Timing's not great in the middle of a Thursday.
But I'll definitely be there.
You're going to come?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, put me down too. I'm getting
Well, what would we be eating?
I have no idea.
Depends on if you're coming or not, right?
I'm in.
Don't Duke, you gonna be in there?
That was my question, what Duke's gonna be serving there.
Tell her, I'll be done about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my best to be there, Ms. Jennifer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there too.
I don't want to know what kind of thing you get.
Okay, great.
What about Jody, can she hear that?
Did you hear that, Jody?
I did, I just, Renee, I sent you a text, can you send me the information on that?
I will.
And Kyle, can you mention the reality fair on Thursday for the credit union?
Yeah, so reality fair will be Thursday at the credit union, and I should have already sent something out on that. Our credit union is just phenomenal, and so at the high school, they do an event where they set up scenarios and stuff that's kind of real life scenarios with different things that involves financial decision making, all manner of stuff. So Thursday, if you got some time, I don't know what time that starts. Tim and Eric's not here, but I'll send that out in an email tomorrow morning. It's a neat little thing that they get to do on Thursday, so it's really good. So I want to encourage you to come out if you can.
I think Thursday is also,
they have an A celebration. Oh yeah, A celebration at Tolar as well. They're gonna start pretty early on. That's gonna be like a carnival setup. They got a bunch of inflatables and stuff.
Is that Thursday as well?
Thursday as well, correct.
Exactly, like
that
one, good job.
Yeah, A school, so.
I got one last thing. Friday, we'll be doing a perlo down at the Riverboat Landing for Miss Shelby.
Okay.
So anybody can, come by and get a plate, please.
When is that due?
This Friday. Item 14, need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
That's Mr. Moore, second. Mr. Singletary, meeting adjourned.
Thank you, Ms. Jody.
Thank you.
Mr. Pete knows about it. Mr. Flowers. I'm going to tell you this real quick, Mr. Petty. I had a real good ride around yesterday by a very good gentleman. Huh? Yes. He wanted me to talk to y'all about...
Thank you, Sydney.
See you, bud.
By the football field house now, the old honey house. A 24-foot paved road all the way to the softball field. Go through that fence. He's going to come out and go around to Miss Shaw, and then he's going to come through by the baseball field and the new football field house and go to that pavement and tie that in. And
where's he going to tie that in?
By the school? To the pavement at the school.